Oh fuck, it's starting to get chilly outside in my room, so I gotta set up my heater and clean out this whole fucking mess that's in my room. But that's gonna take a few days at least at most. I am off of my other job today, so I don't have to worry about basically working at my other job. But I do get Wednesday and Thursday off again, so that gives me time to clean up my room and just basically throw away everything that I don't need and stuff that's just taking up space. But other than that, there really isn't much to talk about today, but I did start this. So I'm going to bring this up because it's something that has been used before. I actually found out about this app from another guy that I watch on YouTube, and he mentioned an account called Rumble. So it's like an app. I downloaded it, and I just posted two videos on Rumble. So now I'm going to add that to my thing too for social media sites that I'm on, and you can find me on Rumble now. So including Rumble, because I'm gonna have to add that in. So now you're gonna find me on Rumble, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and now Rumble. And then you can also find me in this podcast Anchor. So, and because that's what I'm broadcasting on, Anchor anyway. So now you're gonna find me on that for the podcast. But Rumble is something new. I can't say I recommend it yet because I haven't built up a following on it yet. But now you can find me on there, so that'll be a good thing. But in sports news currently, Garrett Temple for the who the Bulls just signed to a deal, had just tested positive for COVID-19. So hopefully he will recover in time for when the season does start. The Duke game from yesterday from college basketball was canceled. I'm not for sure exactly what the reasoning for that one was, but I'm guessing it's gonna be because somebody maybe tested positive for COVID. I was doing a movie review. And I'm gonna bring this up because I did watch it the other day. But I brought when I was when I on my off day at my on my off day from Meijer, I went in and brought three movies: Unhinged, Invisible Man, and the Dr. Sleep movie. And Dr. Sleep is a sequel to The Shining from 1980. And The Shining was an okay movie, but not but like But I do like Stephen King. It was an okay movie, but I said, but the movie could have been better. Now, Dr. Sleep, on the hand, it was kind of a disappointment because the movie was filmed on a $45 million budget, but it only brought in $72 million. So in the movie, though, the best way to explain it was that yeah, it was well written, and people praised it for its scare tactics. But they criticized the running time because the movie was 3 hours. Same thing with the Invisible Man movie. I said that was a good movie. That was 2 hours in itself. And the movie and the movie was filmed on an $8 million budget, but it brought in $134 million, so that was considered a box office success. And people praised the movie Invisible Man on its narrative and the aspect of. They praised it because it was well written. They praised its theme. They praised its scare tactics in that one too, and everything like that. And that was considered to be good. And that was considered good. I got done watching the Unhinged movie the other day, and Unhinged stars Russell Crowe. And now Russell Crowe usually plays good guys in his films, but in this one he plays a bad guy. He basically. And because the movie is centered on him having road rage, but it is a fucked up movie though too, and I got done watching it the other day. I did play a couple songs on my YouTube videos the other day, just to get some exposure on them. I did play Willer Walker's Jr. I Like Smoking Pot a lot and Sit in My Face, which are two of his most best known songs. And I also played Steel Panther's Community Property. But if you want to hear if you want to hear a song about pussy and you love pussy as much as I do, Steel Panther has a song called Gods of Pussy. So that's a good song to check out. But really, I think, and then, oh, speaking of basketball players, anyway, today is Larry Bird's birthday. Larry Bird, who played for the Boston Celtics for his whole career, is 64 today. So I remember him when I was a kid coaching the Indiana Pacers back in the late 90s up until early 2000. And he only coached for like 3 years, but he preferred to work in the front office instead of coaching in itself. I've always hoped that he would return to coaching, but obviously he doesn't look like he wants to. Just to throw a joke in there, I actually got this photo, and I sent it to my mom and a friend of mine. Obviously, my mom thought I was sick in the head, and then and I shared it on my Instagram page, and the video shows Santa. He's holding up a candy cane with a few different decorations, and the heading. It looks like a photo. It's a photo with some words on it. And it says, if you wake up Xmas morning, meaning Christmas, with Santa jacking off over you, don't worry, he's just trying to give you a white Xmas. So my mom's like, you're sick. I'm like, hell, I said I blame my mother for making me sick because I would never have been this way if it wasn't for her. God damn it. Just in, NBA teams will receive $30 million each to help with finances and protect against liquidity issues. But this is coming from the Sports Business Journal, so that'll be something to look into also. And one of the podcasts that I get interviewed a lot on, Overnight Drive, gave me an idea, but I have to basically figure it out and whether I want to put my mom on my podcast or not. But Overnight Drive gave me basically said that I should have my mom on my podcast, and that they were gonna make me blow up on their podcast because I do a lot of videos and they're fans and I'm fans of them too. So it's like so we listen to each other's we watch each other's videos and we listen to and I listen to their podcast and obviously they listen to mine too. So it's a good thing. So that might make me famous one day. And of course they basically credited a nickname to me already and they call me King. And what's funny about that is because I'm Irish. And my name in the Irish thing actually means king anyway, so when they call me king, that's actually they're calling me by my Irish name. But still, I'm not gonna complain. Yeah, but one of the things I was bitching about though too was that when I got my new phone, almost let's see, I'm almost, yeah, I've had this phone for almost a week now because tomorrow will be a week. I had lost all my photos, so I had to go through all my photos for Facebook anyway, so I had to go back to Facebook, and I've been trying to resave every photo that I've ever had. I've gone into the groups on my sister's profile page, my mom's profile page, my brother's profile page to try to get back all the pictures that I lost. And I'm still missing a whole bunch. But the one thing I like about this phone is that it's got 128 gigs. It's got good picture quality. It doesn't have a good lighting on it, but I could film better on this video than I did on the other one that I had. I think of all the photos I resaved, let's see here, because it tells me how many photos I got saved. Since I got some of my photos back, I got, let's see here, 1,194, that's for Facebook. Then I got 8 photos saved on Twitter, 1 on Messenger, and 2 on Instagram. So 2, 8, okay, 2, okay, hold on, 1,194. I got about 1,205 videos saved. And I had over 5,000 on my old phone. And so I gotta restart all over again, trying to find all this shit. But like I said, I'm finding my videos a little more, a little by little each day. So eventually that will build up eventually. Just to bring this up, because it did happen the other day, David Lander, who was one of the actors, that played on Laverne and Shirley, never seen the show, don't care to, because it's not my thing, but, he played the character Squiggy on the show. The only reason why I know that he played that character is because I looked up his name after he died, and I looked up to see what character he played, and they said he played Squiggy. He just died, and he died from multiple sclerosis, which is like a bone muscle disease thing. Eventually he died. But he wasn't the only actor that died, because Betty Bobbitt also died a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to bring that up. But Betty Bobbitt was known for her role in the Crocodile Dundee movie. And then Warren Berlinger had also died. And Warren Berlinger was the actor in Cannonball Run, which is a movie I've never seen but heard of. He was 80. He was in his 80s. David Lander was 73, and Betty Bobbitt was 81. Hold on. Yeah, there's really not much else to really talk about there, but, let's go back here. And on my YouTube channel, it's gaining little by little with audience. I'm up to 252 subscribers. So, like I said, it's little by little. But I got, like, over, like, 1,000 videos, I think, like, that ever, actually, it might be more than that, but hold on. The only way to find this out would be to look up my actual name, my channel. I got 252 subscribers, it says, but I'm looking to see how many videos that it actually says I've recorded and shared out. Oh, 2,100, something like that. But if you were ever going to look me up on YouTube, your best bet would be to look up my name, and you'll see a picture of me. I'm one of the guys that wears glasses, like the clear ones, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other people on YouTube with my name, same name, exactly, first name and last. So there's like 5 other people besides me, so there's 6 people on YouTube with the name Ryan Van Wyk, so it's gonna be kind of confusing. There's one guy named Ryan Van Wyk that's on YouTube. He's got 79 subscribers and 250 videos. But it doesn't look like he's posted anything new. It looks like the last thing he posted would have been about 5 years ago. Or no, most recently. Actually, no. Actually, the most last thing he posted was about 2 years ago. But obviously, he's still on there. There's this one other guy named Ryan Van Wyk. And he's on, And he's on YouTube also. This one's got 6 subscribers, and he's posted his first video like 3 months ago. But it looks like he records videos for gaming. So this guy named Ryan Van Wyk is a gamer. I haven't played games in years. And my fucking notifications are going off, but that annoys the shit out of me when it does that. If you're interested in finding me out on Rumble, you can go ahead there and look at my videos there that I posted. I posted 2 today so far, so you can check that out. That'll be something new to learn. But yeah. Yeah, I am getting the hang of the podcasting, so that's kind of a thing. Even though I started my podcast 4 months ago, but I am kind of getting the hang of it and learning how to build up on it. So eventually, hopefully it takes off really well, but obviously I can't really say much because I'm still learning all of it. But yeah, but I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll be back probably in a few days to post another audio podcast. So, yep. Yeah.